Pink's wrapping up that set of music as we are getting towards the top of the hour, which can only mean two things. One is that for an encore listener who's listening on this radio program, but listening not on January 2nd of 2026, the show is going to be wrapping up. So everything I tease you that's going to happen in the next 2 hours for my live listeners, you're just going to have to like find out when the second half of this show runs again and maybe catch it then. For those people listening on Friday, the 2nd of January of 2026, we got 2 more hours of this program. King's reminding you that there are better things on the horizon from the Give the People What They Want from, I think, 82 or 3. Gold Needles, brand new music from them. Mood Elevators, the new album, Pale Blue Silver Eyes, is what I played for you. I should remind you that Smokey Bear's words have stood the test of time. Only you can prevent wildfires. It's more than a message, it's a call to action. Learn wildfire prevention tips at smokeybear.com. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Irma Freeman Center, located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, has local showings and gallery openings and has been doing this for over a decade. More information at irmafreeman.org. Glenn Jones is, has been, and will be my background music. Actually, my background music is going to switch up for the next 2 hours, but I've enjoyed a little Glenn Jones in the background for you at this portion of Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you every Friday night from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. right here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We have to get into a thing called the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar. So before we get into the more music part of life, let's get into said calendars. Let you know some things happening around town. For example, at the Warhol, right now, the exhibit Vanitas is going on now through March 9th. Vanitas explores the ephemeral nature of life as seen through the eyes of Andy Warhol. Again, that is happening at the Warhol through March 9th of 2026. Warhol is at 117 Sandusky Street on the north side. More information at warhol.com. org. Some films to think of that are happening at the Harris Theater include The Secret Agent, which is a Brazilian film about a sly genre-bending political thriller. That is happening now through the 8th of January. So, got about a week. A little less, maybe. Starting January 9th, it's Father, Mother, Sister, Brother. It's a Jim Jarmusch film. Featuring, gently dramatizes the earnest patience and needful deceptions employed when three sets of adult children and their parents try to connect across estrangement and other forms of distance. That kicks off next Friday the 9th. Ironically, within our Gone But Not Forgotten, we may be featuring someone we lost last year, which is David Lynch. They're playing Lost Highway on Thursday the 15th. In a celebrating David Lynch moment. Which may, let me just see. That's happening on the 15th. And guess what? David Lynch died on January 15th of last year. See how it all makes sense? More information about this and other programs happening at the Harris Theater by going to trustarts.org/film. Harris Theater is located at 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. Right next door is Liberty Magic. Let's see what's going on at Liberty Magic for you. Paul Vigil is known as one of the most accomplished magicians, mentalists in the world. He has his Doors of Deception starting next Thursday, going through the 1st of February. He's been practicing the art of magic since the age of 5. And 10 years later, he undertook the challenge of becoming a professional performer. Within a year, he has become one of the most in-demand performers in his native Salt Lake City. His Doors of Deception are going on now through February 1st at Liberty Magic, located at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. And don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, doing their regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. It's open to the public. Don't bring a banjo. Just come and listen. They are the amateur professionals in the Banjo Club. It's an all-volunteer organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, bass, all that good stuff to play the music from the 20s and the 30s. Again, they rehearse on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue in the north side. Please make some reservations in advance. Their number is 412-321-1834. That's my WRCT radio calendar. Let's see what's going on with my WRCT music calendar. Let you know some events before we get back into the actual music. See what today is. It is the 2nd of January. Tomorrow, Painting Roses is performing with I Am the Lizard Queen and Rebel Revolver at the Government Center. Dexter and the Moon Rocks are playing with Cigarettes at Sunset in High June at Stage AE next Friday. Connor Parente is having an album release show next Friday as well at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Painting Roses are at the Roboto Project a week from tomorrow on the 10th of January. The Nerd Herders are having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on the 10th, so that's a week from tomorrow. Creedmoors are on that bill along with Thick Magician. Should be a good show. I've seen two out of three bands. Real Estate's coming to town playing Mr. Smalls on Monday, January 12th. God Bullies at Spirit Lodge on Thursday the 15th. Bantha T-Bar is hosting Lung, Cancel the Prom, and Bat Saint Chip on Friday the 16th. Don Was of Was Not Was fame, along with the Pan Detroit Ensembles at the Thunderbird on Friday the 16th. Oregon Trails are playing the Government Center on Saturday the 17th with Muzzle Tongue. Night Moves at the Spirit Lodge with Johnny Delaware on the 25th of January. Conspiracy Theory is at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on the 30th of January. That gets you through January. Let's just do that. We'll tell you about the other shows coming up in February as we get closer to February. We're on the second day into January of the new year. So if you want to include an event on this calendar, you can send an email to music-calendar at wrct.org. That other calendar, the radio one, it's radio-calendar at wrct.org. You can hear both calendars every single day at 1 p.m., 11 p.m., and 7 p.m. So not in that order. Let's do it in order. 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and just like you did now at 11 p.m. How about we say it that way? Jay Thurber is going to do his version of said calendar in a much more thorough, accurate, and entertaining way during his show tomorrow. The show's called Radio 9. If you're not familiar with that show, it's a show that takes top 40 radio from years gone past, puts it in a blender, so I don't know what it is. But it's a bunch of old songs, it's a bunch of new songs, and it's a bunch of other stuff. By other stuff, he does these little comedy bits, and he's just a character. He really is. If you ever meet the man in person, he's exactly like he is on the radio. He looks exactly like you think he would look. He's down at Arsenal Lanes the second and fourth Tuesday of our Tuesday, second and fourth Sunday of every month. So maybe you'll log that someday. But that's Radio 9 from noon to 3 every Saturday here on 88.3 FM. Hey, speaking of Arsenal Lanes, I'm going to be down there on Sunday and Tuesday. So if you can't make Sunday and you can't make Tuesday, you just can't make any of them. Just don't go. But just so you know, I hang out there on Sundays and Tuesdays every once in a while, spinning music from, it's kind of like my radio show, but not. And then I'm there every Thursday doing 80s and 90s night, which is totally kind of like my radio show, but not. Anyway, that's my WRCT radio calendar. We've got the segment, I call it Gone But Not Forgotten, where I'm going to highlight artists that have passed in 2025, or artists connected to the music industry. But before I do that, how about this public service announcement?
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
All right, we need to get into this program, the second half of the Viva La Mach radio program for an encore listener. It's the first part of said program because it's a two-hour block. Let's get some background music in it first. Let's try to start with that. So it is the 2nd of January. It is me, the Mockster. It is the first show back from, well, of the new year, I should say. From nothing. I was here last week, but from, so I'm going to be highlighting artists, performers, people connected to the music industry in certain degrees of separation for the next 2 hours who we lost. Now you're thinking, oh, Mockster, I know who we lost. We lost Brian Wilson and Ozzy Osbourne and Sly Stone and Marianne Faithfull. And you want me to keep going? And I'm like, you can. And maybe I will play something connected to some of those. But what I like to do is dig a little bit deeper. A little deeper into maybe an artist you didn't realize or a band you listened to and you didn't know who the bass player was, but we lost said person. So that is what my intention is of this Gone But Not Forgotten. It's a celebration. It is truly a celebration of the music that these artists brought to us over the years. starting off with some happy Mondays. We lost Paul Wagstaff back in March.
Yeah. hell blinded me with something.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Cars, The Cars. Oh, wait, I got to turn on my background music. There it goes. It's The Cars from their 1978 debut album. Wrapping up the first set of music here on my Gone But Not Forgotten 2025 recap. Played that one because Roy Thomas Baker produced that album. Passed away in April at the age of 78. He also produced Queen's A Night at the Opera, the first two Journey albums. And he produced that one. See, that's how this game works. And it's not a game. This tribute works. But I have done some research digging deep into the archives to figure out how I can highlight some of these artists that maybe you didn't realize contributed to music you enjoy, you grew up with. Before The Cars, how about some Thomas Dolby? Now, this one confused me a little bit. And I'll tell you the reason why. I played it because... So I played the big hit, She Blinded Me With Science. I played that because Simon House plays violin on that track. So he's the one playing violin on that track. Simon House... No, my confusion was they kept saying Simon House on the Golden Age of Wireless album. And I was reading all the liner notes and could not find Simon House listed, and I'm like, I've got to play a track with him playing on it. And then I realized the first pressing of Golden Age of Wireless from Thomas Dolby did not have She Blinded Me With Science. He released that separately as a single, did not even intend to release it as a song or as a single, and Simon plays on that. So I had to go back and find the EP that was released right after the album, because that is the one track on the album that he plays on. Simon House, you might actually also know from, he played in Hawkwind, played keyboards, played some violin in the 70s with David Bowie as well. Then some Stone Roses in that set as well. When She Bangs the Drum, We lost Manny Gary Monfield back in November at the age of 63, 4 days after his birthday. Gary also played in Primal Scream and started the entire set with some Happy Mondays. Went back to a 24-hour party people. Wags. Yeah, Paul Wagstaff. Passed away in March. You might have heard me mention we did lose David Lynch on January 15th of last year. Filmmaker behind Twin Peaks. Here's The Wedding Present doing Julie Cruz's song from said TV program. David Lynch was 78 years old, 5 days away from his 79th birthday.
Hey, this is Andy Gill of Gang of Four, and you're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back. for Gene and Myra. I traded them for the Mormon choir. Now I got some music and the Lord, and I'm feeling dumber than before. Everybody's stupid, that's for sure. 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 Oh, everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Whoa, everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Whoa, everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Yeah, everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Whoa, everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Yeah, everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Everybody's stupid, that's for sure. Yeah, everybody's stupid.
Sparks wrapping up that set of music, reminding you that everybody's stupid. It's true. Pulled that off the Big Beat album, which came out in 1976. Two members of that rhythm section passed away this past year. One was Sal Maida at the age of 76, passed away in February. And then Hilly Michaels. Sal was the bass player. Let me just tell you that. Sal played bass. And then Hilly Michaels, who played drums on that at the age of 77, passed away in November. Hey, before the Sparks, played you some Gang of Four. No. Before the Sparks, they played you some Cure with Mint Carr. Perry Belmonte was 65 years old when he passed away on Christmas Eve this past year. He joined the band right after the Wish album came out and was kind of on and off with them as a guitar player throughout the last 35 years. Then there was some Gang of Four. Dave Allen, the bass player of Gang of Four, passed away on April 5th. After he left Gang of Four, he started Shriek Back, if you are familiar with said 80s projects. And start off the entire set with The Wedding Present, doing their version of Julie Cruz's Falling, because David Lynch passed away on January 15th. As I said, 5 days before his birthday, before his 79th birthday. So I played that for you. My name is Paul. This is a show called Gone But Not Forgotten. It's actually called Diva Lamont, but it's a special show called Gone But Not Forgotten, where I am highlighting musicians and artists who made an impact in our world. Tequila. Which, for example, like in the background music, if you've been listening to the background music, I've got the Champs playing because Dave Burgess, the guitarist in the Champs, passed away this past year. You might have heard me play Booker T with Green Onions, because Stephen Cropper played some Chuck Mangione, or Chuck Mangione. I think you can say either. I think you can. Now, Sal, who played in Sparks, I think he played on a couple Cracker albums as well. But interestingly enough, Bob Root played on a few of those Cracker albums. He was actually a founding member of, I think, the Vulgar Boatmen, early member of the Silos and some of those projects, and hooked up with Cracker. Play you some Cracker.
We were standing like the last rock band on the planet. Of vapor trails in alpine skies. It's all green fields, yellow flowers, and brown liquor, a brown liquor. Got a job in the Catskills.